First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Andrea Jones fondly remembers her summer garden.
Has there ever been a more perfect food than the tomato? Yellow pear, early girl, beefsteak. Pulled from its fragrant vine, warm with August heat, and secretly eaten while sitting in the garden's dirt. I don't want to share, and why not? All's fair in love and tomatoes. Yellow pear tomatoes, sliced in half and tossed in a salad. A fleshy, ripe brandywine, topped with mozzarella and elephant basil, dripping in balsamic and olive oil. The childhood delight of fat beefsteak slices between sandwich bread and Miracle Whip. My mouth waters at the thought. As winter sets in, I fondly remember my modest summer garden and its long-gone tomatoes. My more industrious gardening neighbor provided me with the requisite 45 pounds of Romas to be packed in quarts and squirreled away for winter stews, pastas, and soups. While my canning resulted in lovely uniform quarts lining my counter, it also made my kitchen look like I staged a murder. My weapons of choice were a pressure cooker, scalding water, and several sharp knives. Afterwards, I would clean up the evidence and listen for the pop of each settling lid. Once the lid had announced the tomato's successful reincarnation, each quart was labeled with the date. I laughed as I did this. I've yet to have any leftover quarts the following canning season. Although my appreciation of tomatoes has matured, as have I, tomatoes were a favorite as a child, too, simply because the rotten ones were perfect to launch at an unsuspecting big brother.
Andrea Jones is a writer and gardener living in California. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Guy Lanier and Mathilde Rand.